The idea was to get more students at St. Stephen's School interested in becoming fluent in learning Arapaho. Teachers had a plan, and then the pandemic hit. Wyoming Public Radio's Taylor Stagner finds out more about a language immersion program that turned into virtual instruction to help save a dying language.
All right.
And not those. He's a Tignaco sage. He ain't no Santa.
That's the sound of the Arapaho language being taught online. The St. Stephen's Indian School on the Wind River Reservation plans to build a language immersion program. The idea originally was to have a kindergarten class go through the program together to create a cohort, a group of kindergartners who would speak and learn Arapaho together. The classes would be held half in English and half in Arapaho. Well, that was the plan. Dr. Tim Rush is a retired professor at the University of Wyoming. Rush and the late Dr. Whiteplume had been working on an immersion program model for years. The model includes three teachers, one fluent speaker and cultural mentor, another teacher who is close to being fluent, and a novice Arapaho speaker.
The late Dr. Burnett Whiteplume and I developed this model. Well, this was 10 or 15 years ago, so the BIE, Bureau of Indian Education, liked what we proposed and they funded it.
The grant was around $200,000 to do research on how to best implement Dr. Rush and Whiteplume's immersion model. St. Stephen's teaches Arapaho for all grade levels, but part of the problem is that so few young people become fluent Arapaho speakers. While the language classes enforce the basics of the Arapaho language, there are less than 50 fluent speakers of the language alive today. Very few of them are younger than 30. And that's why they wanted to try this new immersion model. Then COVID-19 shut down schools, and St. Stephen's had to pivot how they were going to teach Arapaho through the immersion program.
At a meeting, we had a kind of an epiphany where we said, we should be using a homeschool model, digitized virtual vehicle for engaging the kids.
Early in the pandemic, St. Stephen's handed out hotspots for households that had bad or no internet service to better help with online learning, and also bought laptops for students to make sure that they could access their classes from home. So why not utilize this to help facilitate the immersion program? And instead of three teachers, now anybody who is fluent can teach in the immersion program. Macy Mortimer is the distance learning coordinator at St. Stephen's. Mortimer says she's concerned that the students might lose something if the immersion program goes totally virtual.
And right now we have language classes at the school, K through 12, but our students just aren't becoming fluent. And that's kind of the missing piece, I think, to the puzzle. They're learning the language, but I think with the immersion program, we can just emphasize that instruction so much more and ensure that the students learn the language on a lot deeper level, which will only increase their cultural identity and help them succeed.
Mortimer is also a math teacher, and while she sees the need to go mostly virtual, she worries about how the students will retain the information they get in the new version of the immersion program.
I just don't know if the learning is necessarily as deep and ingrained as when it is hands-on based, or like I'm saying, the traditional, practicing the language and repeating the language.
A benefit to putting these lessons online is that they will be an archive for future generations to learn from. The grant from the Bureau of Indian Education allows the Arapaho Immersion Team at St. Stephen's to digitize instructional manuscripts that the Northern Arapaho Tribe is in possession of, manuscripts from the early 1900s. Frank Norunner is the superintendent of schools at St. Stephen's and was a co-writer of the grant the immersion program received. Norunner says he's especially excited about archiving the lessons.
Well, then they could go back to this archives, this treasure trove of all this indigenous methodologies and language that we archive for their people. So that's what I'm really excited about.
Norunner sees the language immersion program as a place to instill pride in the Arapaho language and culture. He says bringing the lessons virtual might not have been the first plan, but he thinks that making the lessons available to the whole family at home is an excellent way to preserve the language and to keep people safe for now.
And I think we owe it to our ancestors and our descendants to keep that cultural identity going, moving forward, and to save our languages.
The virtual immersion program is slated to start this fall with curriculum not just for kindergartners, but for all grade levels. For Wyoming Public Radio on the Wind River Indian Reservation, I'm Taylor Stagner.